Hello, everyone. Welcome to our monthly, bi-monthly. Let me get all the things together here. Let me know in the chat if you can hear me, please. If you can hear me really well. Let's get everything set up, get everybody to come on in. How's everybody doing today? July 1st. Anna can hear me. Thank you so much for letting me know. Loud and clear. Awesome. Awesome. Good morning, everyone. All right. Tell me, while we're waiting for everybody to come in, I'm super curious, how many brand new people do we have here? How many people who are getting ready to just restart, want a new perspective, want to, you know, it's July 1st, right? Uh-oh, I just heard my earrings click. Let me take them out. Brand new, 2 weeks in, great. I love it. We've even got December 19, 2019. Just signed up last night. Welcome, Kara. However, I know both pronunciations. This is so awesome. I'm so glad to see you all here. So glad to see you. I guess I get to be your first call, which is amazing. So I'm Kathy, Coach Kathy. I am the co-host of the podcast. If you listen to the podcast, you have heard my voice before. I met Corinne in 2013, so I'm going on 8 years now. I lost 80 pounds with her. Y'all, she just made sense. She made sense in 2013, just like she does now. Met her at a church retreat. No kidding. That's the best story. but she did. She made sense. I came home and I told my husband, I said, I've met this lady who has inspired me again to try and lose my weight. I was 47 years old, had been through Weight Watchers, oh, I don't know, 5 or 6 times, done all the things, right? Tried all the diets, always gained my weight back. But then when I met Corinne and she told me about the 4 basics, it made sense, did it again. Didn't have to take my husband with me. He didn't feel like he had to do all the things too. You know, I lost it and I kept it off. Became a coach. Left my government accounting job. It's just been life-changing. So here's how this is going to roll. I'm going to talk to you like some of you are newbies. I'm going to talk to those who are recommitting. It's a beautiful way to start your recommitment process is to come to this call. So I want you to do it with a newbie mindset. I want you to wipe away all your doubts and fears and confusion and think, I'm going to start this brand new today. And I'm going to listen to everything Kathy says, because she's going to tell me exactly what I need to do to get rolling. So we're going to have a little keynote. I'm also going to take you on a little bit of a site tour, of the website, just to kind of show you where things are and how easy it is to navigate and how you can find things that you really need in the beginning of your journey. Okay. So that's how we're going to roll. You can use the chat if you want to talk amongst yourselves. Make sure you in the to space in the chat, it says to all panelists and attendees. Otherwise you're talking only to me. And I don't check the chat very often. I'm going to be focused on the presentation, on the keynote, on the teaching, and then on the site. If you have questions for me, put them in the Q&A. You'll find that at the bottom of your screen. But you might hold them until the end, because I will probably answer a lot of the questions that you have. Okay? This is not a coaching call, so we won't be bringing people up to coach. But I will be answering newbie questions. Okay. Let's get started. I'm going to share my screen and you all can tell me if you see the goodness of the keynote. All right. You should see the slide that says getting the most out of no BS weight loss. We're good? Excellent. All right. So, want to make sure I hit all of my points. So we're going to talk about the rules first, the rules of no BS. Corinne talks about these all the time. Rule number one, you will not post a thing in the community, in the Facebook group, until you have made a plan for the day. OK, Okay, super duper important. That plan is going to be your focus for the day. Don't make it hard. Use your planner, a sticky note, a scrap piece of paper, just write it down. Don't do anything until your plan is made. When Corinne's teaching, have your water with you, because what do you do when Corinne cusses, right? You take a drink of water. Listen to the message. Don't get hung up on the cussing, but drink your water. Now, Kathy is not as much of a cusser as Corinne is. So for this call, every time I say plan, take a drink of water, okay? All right. So ask questions if you don't know what to do. That's rule number three. Write this down. If you feel overwhelmed, confused, or just plain curious, you're going to find a place to ask a question. There are three places we suggest you ask questions, and I will go over them in just a minute. All right, getting started. Remember the rules. No posting in the community and Facebook until you've made a plan. When Corinne teaches, make sure you have your water with you and ask questions. So we're going to do these things first. If you are brand new, if you're coming back, there is nothing wrong with you going through orientation first. It's going to set you up for everything you need to know, where to look, how to be a no BS woman. You're going to see our no BS woman creed, which is amazing. So do those orientation lessons. They're going to take you about, I think it's 17 minutes. And that's if you don't put them on 2x speed. Okay. Then the next thing you'll do is the no BS weight loss course. Your homework until you're done is the no BS course. You want to schedule in maybe time one a day, one lesson a day, one every couple of days. Work through it as you have time. You're going to get emails every day for the first few weeks now that are going to take you through the course. It's amazing. This sequence is brand new. It's amazing. You'll get an email every day that'll say, if you are doing one a day, this is what you're listening to today and why it's important. If you're not doing one a day, put those emails in a folder in your inbox and go through them as you have time. You might be a person who schedules, three lessons every 3 days, or you do a whole module at a time at the end of the week. Any of that is fine. Just save your emails and put them in a folder in your inbox, or just leave them unread until you can go through them one at a time. Download your private member podcast. Day one, when you joined, well, let's say it this way. The new way of doing it just started, a couple of days ago. Day one, you got all three private member podcast links. If you joined 2 weeks ago, you still should have gotten your private member podcast links by now. They come in an email with instructions. There's also a web page, a page on our website that has how to download the private member podcast. If you have not gotten those links, or if you have not updated your private member podcast since last fall, email us at support. Okay. Now I want to tell you this about the private member podcast. It's like Netflix. You all have heard Corinne talk about how all of our stuff is like Netflix. You don't open up Netflix and go, I have to watch everything and I have to watch it now. What you do is you look through and you find what's most important to you, what you think you can benefit from today. If you are brand new, it's the no BS course. That decision is already made. Okay. So don't go in thinking, oh my gosh, there's so much to look at. No, you look at the no BS weight loss course. And if you want a coaching call, pick one that you think applies to you. You don't have to watch everything. Nobody watches everything. Maybe a few people, but very few. Okay. And then plan like your dreams depend on it. Planning is the key to losing weight. Making a plan, 24-hour plan, every day is how you start showing up for yourself, how you start creating that commitment to your weight loss. Warning. Don't go down the social rabbit hole and think messing around in Facebook is doing no BS. It's not. Okay? So if you've been here a week, you already have the Facebook group link. even if you haven't, you may have found it on the website. The Facebook group is for playing around, talking to your no BS sisters, talking to other members. It's not, don't confuse it with actually doing the plan. And don't go in until after you've made the plan for the day. Okay? The work is done in the no BS weight loss course. That's what's most important. So when you finish module one, you'll get, or 7 days in, you'll get your Facebook link. And then you'll go on to module two. Module two is where your life changes. That's where the thought work begins. Module one is all about doing your four basics, what they are, how to work on them. Module two is where the thought work begins. So when you're watching the No BS course, watch the video slowly, take notes, and make sure you do the worksheets that go with each lesson. So when you're on the website, you'll have the video for each lesson, and then underneath it will be any buttons to worksheets or cheat sheets that go along with the lesson. Make sure you're doing those worksheets. They show you how to implement what you're learning. The first time you hear something, you're going to retain about 20% of what you hear. So it's okay to repeat lessons. It's okay to listen to them two and three times. If you're a member who went through No BS, 6 months ago, go through it again. You're going to hear something different. But make sure you're taking notes. We also have transcripts that go along with each lesson. And at the beginning of No BS, you have the option of printing out the entire transcript book. You do not have to do. They're also broken out in each lesson. So you might decide, you know what? I don't need the transcript on the water and sleep lesson, but I really want it on the Am I Hungry lesson. You know, that's fine. That way you're not printing out the whole transcript book. You're printing out the ones that you want. Same with the worksheets. You might be that girl who wants to print out all the worksheets at one time and just have them all ready. So you can go through them as they're mentioned in the course. Or you might be a person who wants to just print them out one at a time. Either way is fine. You can also use, if you have an iPad Pro, you can also use GoodNotes and actually download the worksheets into GoodNotes as PDFs. Okay, next slide. If you have questions, you have three places to go to ask questions. You can go to Ask Coaches on the website. That's probably going to be your most used resource. If you want to talk to a coach, if you're confused about something, if you want help with your food, your overeat, special situations, self-talk, any of the questions about the worksheets, go to Ask Coaches. It's under the Get Coached menu on the website. I'll show it to you when we do the site tour. But what I want to point out now, and I'll point out again, is that when you first go to that page, they have FAQs at the top. So if you're asking a question that has been asked multiple times, check those FAQs first. Your answer is instantaneous. You don't have to wait, okay? Because the coaches will take about 24 hours to go through all the questions and answer them. So when you ask a question, it could be answered, within a couple of hours, or it might be 24 hours, depending on how many there are for the coaches to go through. You're not going to get a notification when a coach answers your question. You'll need to go back into Ask Coaches and look at recent answers. And honestly, you can scroll recent answers whenever you want to. Just see who's asking what kind of coaching they're getting, what kind of advice they're getting. You might find something in there that totally applies to you. And that's great. The Facebook community is a great place to crowdsource your answers. So for instance, if you have a question like, I'm not really sure what my hunger cues are. I'm not really sure how to tell if I'm hungry. Throw that up in the Facebook community and you'll get lots and lots of other members who come in and say, you know what? My hunger cues are a little bit different. They look like this. Some people growl, some people don't. Some people feel like, a real lightness when they breathe. Some people breathe deep, some people don't. All different kinds of answers that the Facebook community can offer you when you ask a question. So that's the best way to resource the collective wisdom of the people who've had success in the program, crowdsource. And then you have support at pmptribe.com. If you have any tech issues, you have any email issues, you have any account issues, things like that, throw them over in our support at pmptribe.com email. You'll get Vern or Mamie, and they are amazing at customer support. I just encourage you to ask questions. Ask anything. There are no dumb questions or stupid questions. You're here to lose weight, not to keep sitting around thinking you're alone, too far gone, you're the only one who thinks this way, hope somebody notices you're not participating. A no BS woman mindset means you show up for yourself no matter what. So go at the pace that works for you without judgment or fear you'll get it wrong. Keep pushing play and keep asking questions. You're never behind, okay? I'm here to tell you, you're never behind. So when you think, I'm so far behind, I want you to listen to that. I want you to listen to me now, and I want you to hear me in your head when you think that you're not behind. You're going at the pace that you need to go at. You just keep pushing play. Now, we have suggestions for your weekly flow. On Sundays, you're going to get an email that will link you to the No BS Weekly newsletter. This newsletter is going to tell you what's going on in the Facebook group, what we're doing as far as content. It's going to give you a call schedule. It's really fun and engaging. And you'll get, like I said, you'll get that link in your email on Sunday morning. I'll also show you in a few minutes how you can link it, how you can find it on the website if you can't find your email or if you delete it. If you're, like I said, if you're not receiving your emails, email us at support@pmptribe.com and we can get them hooked up for you. You're going to make a daily plan before you listen to 1 second of anything else, whether it's Corinne or No BS or a coaching call or anything else, okay? Then the next step is you're going to listen to a No BS weight loss course lesson, either daily or on the schedule you know you'll do, okay? Again, self-paced, right? You get to pick how quickly you move through. And then implement what you've learned daily. Don't just listen. Don't just, you know, think, well, that's a good idea. Implement. When you hear something that makes sense, push pause. Think about one place you can implement it and then get to work. Like I told you, after 7 days as a member, you're going to get access to the Facebook group. You're going to get the link in your email after 7 days. Really, we always want you to finish No BS Module 1 first because you're going to get so much information about the basics and how to implement them. And we're going to lead you through the course with your emails. You're going to get one a day that's going to take you through No BS. And like I said, if you can work one module a day, that's great. If you can't and you want to work them in, you know, bigger chunks or work them more slowly, just save those emails in your inbox and work through those emails as you work through the course. Live calls and replays. So you're also going to get an email when Corinne's calls start with a link to the No BS training calendar, just like you got the email for this call today. Every call is scheduled a month in advance on the website, on the training calendar, and you'll find the calendar in the part that says news calendar and replays. Okay. There are two types of calls, classroom style like this, where you'll have a speaker. These are generally your coaching calls or your educational calls, and meeting style calls that look like Brady Bunch. So on a classroom style call, you can only see me or whoever's teaching. On a meeting style call, it's going to look like the Brady Bunch. You're going to have all these little boxes with all these, with everybody's videos, everybody's faces. You can still come to one of those calls and turn your video off if you don't want to be seen. That's fine. We do a lot of interactive work in No BS, and we use those meeting style calls, and they're new, and people are loving them. They're loving them. So put in the chat if you've been to a meeting style call, and put in the chat, you know, how much you loved it. You know, we do planning calls together. We do journaling calls together. It's been super fun. Only watch what makes sense for you after you've done your No BS weight loss course. Okay. You don't have to go to any calls. what you have to do is work through that course and ask questions about what's confusing, because you're here to lose weight. Once you're through No BS, once you've decided you want to listen to a coaching call, that's fine. Listen to them. But you don't have to, all right? What you do need to do is go through No BS. So we have these calls, and they dive deeper into things that get in the way of weight loss. The calls are there to help you listen on the go in the private member podcast, so you can keep your No BS mindset front and center. Warning, you can't get behind. There's not too much information. We've already talked about Netflix. 95% of the membership listens to calls on replays. I want you to think about going to the library. Okay, I know, you know, I did that. I went to the library a lot as a kid. Shocking, right? I even worked at the library. But I didn't go in there and think, I have to read all these books. Oh my gosh, I have to read all these books. I went in there and I looked for the book I wanted to read. I checked it out and I left. That's exactly what you'll do with these replays. You'll go in and you'll find the one you want to listen to. You'll listen to it and you'll be done. You don't have to listen to all of them. Not all of them are going to apply. Some of them will, and you'll find them, and it'll be great. Planner. Let's talk about the planner. So you're going to do these things. You're going to plan the time of day for 2 weeks that you'll make your daily plan and assessment. I want you to figure out what time works for you. It can be totally different for every single person. Like for me, I do my plan and assessment at night, right before I go to bed. My planner sits on my bedside table with a pen. And when I go up at night, I turn my lamp on, I assess my day, and I plan my next day. Planning at night doesn't work for everyone. It works for Kathy, but it doesn't work for everyone. You decide where and when you're going to make your plan, and then commit to doing that for 2 weeks. Then at the end of 2 weeks, decide whether or not that works for you. If it does, great. If it doesn't, pick another time and place. Just make sure you put your pen and your planner in that spot so you don't forget or you don't miss it. Instructions for how to use the No BS planner. I have mine right here. Or in the first page, right there. Super simple. First page of the planner. If you want more instructions than this, there is a short planner course where some of the coaches went through and they explained each page and the questions on each page. You can either go to self-study resources and find the planner course, or as you work through module one of No BS, you'll see a link over to the planner course. Totally optional. If this is all you need, if this first page is all you need, then you're doing fine. Setting a goal. Everybody always asks, do I need to set a goal? Here are our suggestions on setting a goal. Make sure it's doable, y'all. Don't be going, I'm going to lose 100 pounds in the next 90 days. No, you're not. Don't make a doable goal. A doable goal is going to be about a half a pound to 2 pounds a week. And it's going to be based on, you know, how committed you are to making the changes you need to make. Let's say you decide, I'm only going to focus on water and sleep. That's great. That's going to be about a half a pound to a pound a week. Let's say I am all in with figuring out how to stop at enough. I'm going to stop at enough for every meal. That might be a little bit more weight each week. But you might be excited. You might have doubts. You might have plans. You might have, it's all normal, y'all. It's just your brain. Just make sure your goals are doable, okay? Half pound to 2 pounds a week on average is usually what people lose over 60 days time. And it's not going to be 2 pounds every week. It might be half a pound this week, 2 pounds next week, a pound the next week, maintain. You know, it's not going to be linear. It's going to be, you know, like it's going to progress downwards, but it's going to be humpy on the way down. Okay, just don't make any batshit crazy goals. All right, make them doable and reasonable. And the key to goals is not the scale. The key to goals is amplifying your progress points. How many times did you wait until you were hungry this week? How many more times will you wait until you're hungry next week? How many times did you get your water in? How many times did you go to bed on time? A goal shows you what direction you're going in, and what to do to get there is the most important thing to track and have proud and have pride in. It's those progress points, those how many times did I show up for myself? And you'll know those if you are filling out your habit tracker in the planner. That's this page. The habit tracker inside the planner is perfect for tracking the key behaviors that help you get to goal. You know, it's things like I made my plan, I followed my plan, I assessed my plan, I got my water in, my sleep, my doable hunger method. It's those kinds of things that if you track those and you see your progress there, that are going to help you get to your goals faster when you make a plan and use your planner and your habit tracker every single day. Now, let's talk about what to watch for. You're going to watch for overwhelm and self-sabotage because it's coming. We're normal. We're human beings. We're going to have these thoughts. The next few slides are going to give you an idea of what thoughts to watch out for and then what to start thinking when you hear them. So watch out for telling yourself, I don't know what to do, or I'm not good at weight loss. When you hear that thought, I want you to automatically start thinking, I'm figuring it out, and then ask for some help. Okay? I don't know what to do is a blocker every single time, because then if you start telling yourself that, you're not going to look for something to do. You're going to have to put the brakes on that thought and say, wait a minute, I do know what to do. I can ask a question. And then take it to Ask Coaches or take it to the Facebook group and say, you know what? I'm not real sure what to do next. Here's what I've done so far. Next one, I've made a mistake. Y'all, perfection is not required. I didn't lose 80 pounds being perfect. Let me tell you, I'm not perfect now. It's not required. Moving forward is what's required. Having my own back is what's required. Being committed to myself, that's what's required. But perfection is not. Watch when you want to tell yourself this isn't happening fast enough. We have all been on those diets that if you eat like one sprig of broccoli and a handful of chicken all day long, that we lost a lot of weight really fast. And then we gained it all back. Okay? To lose weight like you're going to live life, it's not going to be that fast. It's not going to be as fast as those crazy diets we were on. And that's okay. Because when you lose the weight, you'll keep it off. There's not going to be any of this roller coaster stuff anymore. So you start thinking like Coach Yesenia thinks. I don't care if I'm inching forward. I'm just no longer going back. I love that quote. Change happens in stages, y'all. When you first join, about 20% of your time is focused and figuring it out. Then as you move through the program, as you start to develop new habits, that becomes about 50% of the time. You know, your habits are developing. You have lots of focus. You're compounding your wins. Then as you move a little bit further into the program, your habits are developing more. You're 75% of the time, it's easy to think and easy to keep going. And then moving forward a little bit longer, pretty soon you're going to be 95% on autopilot. You're going to have your plans made every day. You're going to be thinking about when to stop eating. You're going to be thinking about when you're hungry all the time. You know, all the time. You're not, recovery becomes easier when you have an overeat. You know, so give yourself some grace and some self-compassion to learn the process, to grow in the process, to develop these habits, okay? And when you start thinking, I have to do this, or I should do this, I want you to start thinking, I choose to do this. That's so much more empowering. When you have to or should do something, it feels like someone else is making you do it. When you choose or get to do something, it's very empowering. That's the choice that you're making. And that's so much more sustainable when you think that. You've got to tell yourself the new stuff when you start thinking the old, or the rebel in you is going to come out. So buy-in and empowerment happen when you choose. And let the feelings of doubt and fear come up. Don't get mad about it. They're going to come. We're human beings. Doubt and fear are going to come up. When they do, just ask yourself, can I just take this next step? Can I just make my plan? Can I just wait until I'm hungry, even though I'm feeling doubt, even though I'm afraid this is not going to work, even though I'm afraid I'm going to let myself down? I think I can just make my plan, and I think I can just wait to be hungry. I think I can have a glass of water. Can I just is such an amazing tool to use because it simplifies things. It gives you one small step. You can also add a but or an and to the end of your thought. Maybe you're thinking, I don't know if I can wait, but I bet I can. I don't know if I can wait to eat until I'm hungry. And I see myself thinking that, and I bet I can. Can I just wait 10 more minutes? You know, those little tweaks that you put at the end of those thoughts can be game changers, y'all. And then when you do those tweaks, when you add 10 minutes, celebrate it. Every little single solitary, simple, small, big, whatever step you take, celebrate it. Tell yourself, good job. You have to convince your habit brain that things are different now. Celebrating makes the new habits you're learning attractive, and they give you that opportunity to celebrate and repeat. Okay? Watching how you talk to yourself is what will change everything. That's why we celebrate. That's why we add the can I just. That's why we add the ands and the buts. And you can look forward to changing your mind and changing how you think in module 2. But for now, can I just is a super powerful tool, y'all. All right, end of the slideshow. Be thinking if you have a question, if you want to hit the Q&A. And real quick, I'm going to stop sharing this screen and start sharing this one. I want to show you the website. So let's do this. All right. Can you see the website? Let me do this real quick. I want to move my chat over here. Yes. Awesome. And I'm going to expand it because I want you to be able to see the entire menu. All right. So for those of y'all don't know, I am Kathleen. Short. Kathleen is my given name. So Kathy for short. And I just wanted to run through a few things here because Alicia said, is this presentation shared with the members? Yeah, it'll actually go in the video replays on the website. All right. So this is the homepage, y'all. If you click start here at the very top, you're going to get this homepage. And this is super important. This part up here is called the banner. So we put special announcements up here. In this case, we're doing Encore Week for Thoughts 2.0. If you're a brand new member, guess what? You don't have to do this because you're still doing no BS. But it's nice to be able to read it and know what's going on just in case there's a call coming up that you want to know about, or in case we've had a new program release that you want to know about. So the banner here is for information only. You get to decide if it's something that you want to look at, just like Netflix, just like the library and all the things. Okay. Start orientation here. If you're going back through, you'll click right here to start orientation. Scroll down. Guess what? Here's a link to the No BS course all on the homepage. Super easy to find. Scroll down. We got a link to the planner. Right? Here's the planner page. You click over on this page and you'll see how to order or print the No BS planner. You can even print individual pages if you want. Scroll down. Look, a link to Ask a Coach. Ask coaches. There's me, Corinne, Coach Betsy. Scroll down. A link to the training calendar and this week's newsletter. Every important link you need is right here on the homepage on the website. And then the last link is the FAQs. So everything you need right here on the homepage. Super easy to find. You also have a link right from the menu to the orientation course and one to the No BS weight loss course. Now, when you get down here to newsletter, calendar, and replays, You'll see that you have links to the newsletter page, the training calendar, and the video replays. You also have links to events and camps. But I want to show you the training calendar, because whenever we have a call coming up, you're going to get a link directly to this page. So you can go down here, you can subscribe to the calendar, or you can view the calendar. You can view it for, let's see, this is a view for the next few days. You can also view it by it in list form. You can view it in the whole month at a time, or a day, or a week. But here's the cool thing. When you get one of those email reminders and you decide, I wonder what call that is, you just come over here to this training calendar. You click on the call. And look, it has the link to join. It tells you how long it's going to last. We're not going to be here an hour and a half, but you never know. There's a lot of questions. Gives you a description. This training calendar page is gold for y'all. Gold. The next thing, let's go back to the homepage. We'll go back. The next thing I want to show you is the self-study resources. This is where all the workshops other than No BS, the book studies, all worksheets, meditations. This is all stuff that you'll go and look at after you finish No BS. Don't worry about all this stuff now. This is the library. This is the reference section. This is the Netflix, okay? Don't worry about spending any time here until after you finish No BS. In fact, when you finish No BS, you're going to get an email that says, that gives you some options of what to do next. If you liked this part and you want to go and study more in this part of No BS, take this course, that kind of thing. So we have kind of a customer journey sketched out for you. But for now, if you're brand new, don't worry about these self-paced resources. Okay. My extras. This is where probably the most important things are. This is where you'll find the planner page if you want to order a planner or print one out. This is where you'll have the private member podcast instructions. If you need those and need them to work through your emails, this is also where Corinne has her favorite things page. So if you're one of those people that wants to know about her coffee recipe or what she's reading or what that purple stuff in her drink is, you'll go to our favorite things. Then get coached. I wanted to show you the Ask Coaches page. So under Get Coached, if you go over to Ask Coaches, you're going to go here. Remember me telling you about the FAQs? Step one is check the FAQs first. There they are. I'm overwhelmed and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to put on my 24-hour plan. If I swap something out, am I off plan? Read through these first before you post your question, because that the answer may already be here and you have an instantaneous response, right? Because you can just open it up. Let's say you don't know what to put on your 24-hour plan. Click this plus button. There's your answer, okay? Instantaneous. Ask Coaches FAQs. So if you look through here and you don't see what you're looking for, then you click here to submit your question. Super easy. You'll give it a title and you'll ask your question and you'll click submit. All right. And remember, if you want to check back and see if your question's been answered, you'll go to Ask Coaches, Recent Answers. Then the next part of the menu is Facebook and Accountability Partners. Again, wait until you're ready. If you just want to work the course, you don't want to be in the Facebook group, that's fine. If you don't want an accountability partner yet, if you're a solo rider, that's fine. If you want an accountability partner, you'll go to that page and you'll fill out the form. Otherwise, do what feels right for you. And then the last is events and camp. We have a camp coming up in October that you are absolutely welcome to go ahead and sign up for. The only thing we ask is that you finish the No BS course before you come to camp, because Corinne is always building on the No BS course when she teaches at camp. Then FAQ in my account is the last thing. So that's the site tour. Pretty easy, pretty easily laid out, don't you think? All right, now you got me back. I am ready to, let me move my chat out of the way now. And I will get to the Q&A and see what you all are asking. Hopefully I've answered a bunch of stuff. I do see somebody's asked me, how long does it take for the planner to be sent once it's ordered? Just a couple of days. We send them priority. And they should come really quickly. However long priority mail takes to get from, I think they're outside of Chicago, to wherever you are. Sierra said she got her super fast. Let's see. Two questions. Can I use No BS for the mindset and the thought work, but also use intermittent fasting because I love it and plan for it? You can. If intermittent fasting feels good to you, I don't have a problem with it. I will say this though, for all of you who are going, what's intermittent fasting? It's a schedule, it's a planned fast, okay? But we all do it. I mean, if you think about it, if you're one of those people that closes the kitchen after dinner, let's say, 6:30, 7 o'clock, and you don't eat again until you get hungry, which is, 8:30, 9 o'clock, that's a 14-hour fast. We all do it. So if intermittent fasting works for you, if that's something that you like, I don't have a problem with it. I don't do scheduled fasts. I just eat when I'm hungry and stop when I'm satisfied and pretty much do that. I know I get hungry for breakfast every morning around 9 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, usually depends on what time I wake up, depends on what I had to eat the night before, depends on whether or not I did a super hard workout that morning, things like that. So what I would tell you to do is because everything in No BS is very intuitive, is very, conditioned for your body and you knowing your body, is that I would just pay attention to what works for you, what doesn't. I think that's going to be the easiest thing for you. So the answer is yes, but it's not required. It's very dependent on who you are and what you like and what your body responds to. Okay? Y'all, that's the only question. Does anybody else have any other questions? Alicia asked in the chat, is there any help with organizing my planner? I printed my own, and as I'm learning to use it, it feels like the order of the pages doesn't make sense to me. So if you look at, I'll just show you how this works, how it works for me. I just actually started a new planner because it's July 1st. I like the habit tracker in the beginning, front, and I have these little like post-it note sticky tab things. Other people use these little things. They're on the Corinne's Faves page so that they can mark where they are in their planner like this. So you can use tabs or not. Let me get this out of here. The way we set this up, we put the monthly plan and the weekly plans in the beginning and all the daily plans together. Because it was hosing people if we put them, every 7 days, because people were like, I have to wait till Sunday to make a plan. No, you don't. So basically what I do is I just have all my daily plans in one place. And I just have like a little sticky note tab or this thing that tells me where it is. You can organize the planner however it works best for you if you've printed your own, right? I like the wire bound one. I mean, and I love the purse size one. Some people don't like the purse size one. You get to decide how to organize it if you print it. You get to decide what page you want, what page size you want if you buy it. So, if you want specific help organizing your plan, you can go to Ask Coaches, you can crowdsource, or you can just organize it the way it works best for you. I hope that helps. Let's see. I've been a member for a while, hitting the reset button. A friend of mine suggested getting a nutrition plan helped me start seeing more progress. I'm about 50% on the basics. What do you recommend? I'm going to tell you I wouldn't get a nutrition plan until I have figured out the basics, which are planning, doable hunger method, not eating until you're hungry, stopping when you're satisfied, getting in your water and your sleep. Nutrition plan is secondary to all that. You don't have to have a nutrition plan. What you have to do is make a plan for what you're going to eat and follow that. I mean, you know what foods feel good. Or, and if you don't, this is how you figure it out. So somebody telling you, you know, Marilyn, you should have, you know, 3 servings of fruit and 4 servings of vegetables and 5 servings of protein or whatever. What if your body doesn't process protein well? What if you know you like protein in the morning, but you like, you know, vegetables in the evening? You're going to figure all that out by creating a plan and assessing it and figuring out what feels good at what time of the day for you. I can tell you, I love oatmeal every morning. I eat it every day, every single day. I mean, there's people on this call who probably heard me talk about oatmeal, right? Because I do. I eat it every day. I put a banana in it, put peanut butter in it, and I go to town. That's what I eat because that's what feels good. It's what feels good in my body in the morning. It helps keep me regular. It helps keeps me full, satisfied. It's just what I do because I figured that out. Somebody else's nutrition plan is not gonna help you figure that, is not gonna figure that out for you, right? You have to do that on your own. So I recommend 4 basics first. Somebody's asking, what are the 4 basics? Module 1 of No BS. That's what I want you to do. I want you to go through module 1 of No BS. It's going to tell you what the 4 basics are. They're making a plan every day, waiting until you're hungry to eat, stopping before you're full, when you're satisfied, when you've had enough, 64 ounces of water, 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Those are the 4 basics. If you nail all 4 of those, you're going to lose weight. No questions asked. What else we got here? I finished the No BS course a few days ago and was thinking about doing Thoughts 2.0 next. I know Basics 2.0 was done the month before. Would you recommend it's better to do Basics 2.0 or Thoughts 2.0? As the thought work is where I feel I really need to dig in. This is such a great question, Brianna. I'm so glad you asked it because you've answered it yourself. You said the thought work is where I feel I really need to dig in. So the answer is Thoughts 2.0. If you feel like you're good on the basics and you're making your plan every day and you're watching your hunger signals and you're satisfied enough signals, absolutely do Thoughts 2.0. Absolutely. But if you finish No BS and you're like, yeah, I'm real shaky on that 24-hour plan. I don't know. You know, I don't know if I'm ready to start journaling yet. Then it's Basics 2.0 for you. That's the beauty of this program. That's how Corinne has built it. So that when you finish No BS, you know what the logical next step is for you. So you've already answered your question. Your logical next step is Thoughts 2.0. Somebody else's might be different, and that's okay. That's why we have the Netflix, so that you can pick. Make sense? Anybody else have a question? Anybody? Brianna says, yes, that does make sense. Marilyn, you liked my answer. Good. Excellent. Anybody else? If there's not, I'm going to let you go. Let's see. I love doing Basics 2.0 right after the main course. It really helped me with hunger and satisfaction. Yeah. So Brianna, maybe you do Thoughts 2.0. You nail in some of these ways to change thoughts and change in how you think about yourself. And then you, like Sierra, you're like, you know what? I think I want to dig a little bit more into this hunger method. Then maybe go to Basics 2.0. So beauty of No BS is everything is available to you for as long as you're a member. You just keep on working courses based on what it is you think you need to learn. Okay? All right. So 3 places to ask questions. You can always listen to this again. You can go to Ask Coaches, go to the Facebook group to crowdsource some answers. Hit us up at support@pnptribe.com. We're here for you. The No BS team is made up of people inside the membership who've lost weight with Corinne. So we all love the program, love you, want to be here to support you. We're always around. So holler at us if you need us, okay? All right, I'm going to let you go. You guys have a great rest of your day, and I will see you in the group. All right, bye-bye.